Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
It's going to kick in a minute. Hang on. Here we go. Welcome back. We are back with the Who! That was early. Comes in a minute. Late Night Alternative is back, baby. Here we go. Nope, it was early. Here we go. It's alright, don't worry, it's coming.
Does it normally go a bit more?
In a second, it's coming. It's early. It's going to come in a minute. Late Night Alternative is back, baby. We're back with The Who. Barbara Riley, Teenage Wastelands, The Who. Ladies and gentlemen on drums, would you please welcome Mr. Keith Moon? Not yet, hang on, it's coming.
He's gone out.
It's a long time since I've heard this. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome on drums the one, the only, Moon the Loon? No, it's not. We're coming in a minute. Coming in a minute. Turn the mics down. Mics down. It's going to come in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage, The Who! No, not yet, not yet. Mics off, mics off. Got stuck. I haven't heard this song for a long time. I think it should have started by now.
You think so? Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Like fade out or something?
No.
Really?
No. It'll come in a minute. I remember it comes in. It's the drums. It goes like this.
How is it supposed to go? It's not going like that, is it?
Out here! It'll come in a minute, I remember it.
Right. At what
the
point
got stuck.
Are you willing to...
I'm willing to go up to 11.
Okay.
And if they've not come in by then... My bad. Stuck.
Yeah.
This is, I thought we'd come back. Barbara O'Reilly, Teenage Wastelands.
The classic.
Classic kind of sums up. I think sums up the ennui that we. Here it comes! Didn't come. Okay.
I don't think it's coming, mate.
I think it's coming. I've heard it before. It definitely comes.
I've heard it before, and it normally comes quicker than
it
this.
It definitely comes.
It's not coming.
It's coming.
Listen, don't be embarrassed about it. It happens.
Okay. Well, hang on. One more, give it one. Right, we're going to go around one more time. And if it doesn't come, then we're, here we go. One more time. Not there. Okay, here we go. If it gets this one, this one's going to come. If it's not this one, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now they're bugging it up there. The Who got stuck there. We'll come back to that later on because that's a great song. Should have been a great opener. To the week, is it? No, it's not. It's. Hang on. No, kiddo. Okay, that's a disappointing start to our show. Can I just say, while I didn't listen to much of the show last week, I was too busy masturbating. And it's hard to knock one out to Howard Hughes. No offence, Howard. But I did have a team of people, I like to call them grasses, who told me every single one of the regular callers that phoned up and slagged me off. Regular callers phoned up and slagged me off. And then also, we have really boring people, really dull people phoning up, people that would not dare to phone me because they've got no balls. Oh, Howard, I know you've got to be very busy, so I'm just going to rattle through my 85 points, if you don't. A really boring Russ from Litchfield called in.
So, basically, taking advantage of the supply teacher.
Yeah, hang on. Jesus. So, if you're a regular caller and you slag me off, you really got to think hard about if you want to call in this week. Do you know what I mean? Because I know who it was.
We took names.
Welcome back, Catherine. Did you have a nice holiday? I know you did, because I've spoken to you and seen you since you got back.
So, yes.
Me too. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're Brexit free tonight. Free from that. We're free from Boris the Liar Johnson. We're free from Jeremy the Coward Corbyn. And we're particularly free from Mark the snivelling little shit Francoise. We're free from all of that. Instead, I want to talk to you. Nope. About anything you want, really. 03444991000. You can call in about anything you want, but let's just stay away from all that boring stuff, man. I didn't really listen to much radio last week. And every time I dipped into something, boring. Really, really boring. Really, really, really boring.
I was in the middle of nowhere, didn't see any newspapers, no nothing, no. And it was bliss.
Yes. I did. Last week, I didn't really do a lot. I got my chimney swept. That's not a euphemism. Literally got my chimney swept. And I looked after your cat. That was great. Only trod on her paw once. Sorry. And that's
true. She was walking funny.
That's a true story. I did tread on her paw. Have you trodden on her yet? She makes the best noise when you tread on her. Honestly, I did tread on her once.
She gets caught between my feet quite a lot.
Yeah.
I did tread on her, but she likes to be underneath people, doesn't she?
Well, don't we all? And to quote Ringo Starr, I just play video games. I play Call of Duty. The new Call of Duty game. You played it, Sam? Am I getting old?
Yes.
She's still got it. A little bit less of it, please, Catherine, but she's still got it. But seriously, a little bit less of it, please. I played the new Call of Duty game. As the game mechanics go, it's war on the PlayStation. As the game mechanics go, it's great. There's a couple of bits in it, though, that are really Jeff. One of the really early scenes. And I know why they've done it. They've done it so that the Daily Mail will go, stop, ban this sick filth.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But one, and I was streaming this on my fabulous Twitch channel, which you can all get to. Whatever. First or second level, I think it is set in Piccadilly Circus. And it's actual Piccadilly Circus. Only the names of the shops have been changed.
Right.
And I even feel uncomfortable saying it. It's a terrorist attack
right.
in Piccadilly Circus, mm-hmm. and you're special ops. And there's vans have driven into people.
Oh, man.
Vans have blown up. And there are people running around Eros, the statue of Eros, with suicide vests. And you got to shoot them. And I'm playing it. I'm thinking, this ain't right. This is not, it felt so uncomfortable.
So, ban this sick filth?
Yes! No.
Just feel squeamish about it.
No, it was more than squeamish. It was very uncomfortable because, you know, we're less than half a mile up from where we had actual proper terrorist attack with people driving vans and things like that who were wearing mock suicide vests. But it just... And I'm playing it. And it's interesting. The video's on my Twitch channel if you want to go and watch it. And I'm playing it and there are people watching me play it, obviously online as I'm streaming it. And we're all going, this ain't right. Uh-huh. Now, here's the... Had it been a fictional city, made-up city,
right.
I would still have felt uncomfortable, but I would have felt significantly less uncomfortable. This was pretty much inch for inch Piccadilly Circus. London's Piccadilly Circus, where Tower's going, look, Tower Records used to be there. Just round that corner is the rip-off donut place. There's a rip-off donut place there.
So...
Made me very uncomfortable, madame.
Yeah, we're still living it. It's not time to play it yet.
It's not... And it's quite a good game. It's not great. Sam's put his headphones on. He wants to chip in.
I'm just curious. Is there an opt-out at the start of the game? Because they've done it in previous games.
Opt-out of what?
Playing the mission. Because there are some... In some previous games, it says...
There's a pussy. There's the option pussy. Do you want to be... Are you a pussy or a man? There's that option. No, I don't know. I didn't see that.
Because, in previous games, they've done it where they'll say, like, there are a couple of levels that are a little bit, like, iffy. If you want to, we can cut those out.
I didn't see that. No rush to get that call, don't worry. I didn't see that. Maybe there is. There's also another level where you're in Camden... And you have to burst into... You sneak into a house where there are terrorists plotting. And you got night vision goggles on and you got to go and you kill all the men. And then you go into a room. There's a woman holding a baby. What do you do?
Oh, my God.
What do you do? Well, I killed them both just to be safe. I'm joking in a very lame thing. But you do have the options. You want to kill them. Do you want to kill them or not? Just felt... I'm old, right? I'm old. And I'm guessing there's still no rush to answer that call, Sam, because I know what he said as well. But you're a younger man, Sam. These aren't really your type of games anyway, are they, the Call of Duty?
Not anymore, no.
Why not anymore?
Because there was a couple of them I just played too much.
Right, okay.
Back when I was like 17, 18, it was just...
Because there was a Call of Duty a few years ago where you had to kill civilians in an airport.
In an airport, yeah. And that was one that I know you could opt out of.
You could opt out of that, could you?
Play it, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. It's really messed up, because I'm a big fan of video games. You can get that call now if you want. Oh, he's gone. I love video games. I bought myself a Switch. Oh, very good gaming on the go. And, well, I bought two Switches. I bought a Switch Lite from Hong Kong, from China, mainland China. And when it came, I was like, what have I bought this for? So I sold it to a very nice man on Twitter. Met his family on Sunday. They were lovely. And then I bought, like, a proper Switch. And I played a lot of games last week. It was just a real, let's switch off the brain, let's relax and float downstream. And then Call of Duty... I mean, I'm enjoying the online game. I'm, you know, enjoying it. But I do just felt a little bit... Hang on. Still going with that Who. It just felt a little bit, you know, didn't feel the Piccadilly Circus thing felt particularly unright. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very welcome to. We can talk about absolutely anything you want, dear listener. The late night alternative. I know, sing hosannas. Thank God we are back. Catherine Boyle, Ian Lee. I don't know.
Sam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Has he got a last name?
Yeah.
Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no idea. This has been playing for 17 minutes and 16 seconds. I've got no idea. But I'm sure it was. It's not there. The Who are stuck. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
You all right, mate?
I'm all right, Paul.
It's the first time listening to your show, dude. You're a bit out there, aren't you?
We're all high on Jesus, mate. It's a very Christian-based show, this. We're going to be we do a group prayer at 11. Are you joining us?
No, I'm a bit of an atheist, to be honest with you. I've been back on Catholicism years ago.
You'll be proven wrong. I'll be laughing at you, and I'm in heaven, and you're in hell. Well, I'll fax you.
Well, in one hand, I'm praying the other.
In one hand, praying the other, brother. Tell me about
which materializes first.
Yeah, yeah. Literally no idea what it means, but I like it.
Sounded a bit rude.
What can we do for you, Paulie?
It's the first time I've ever heard somebody swear on the radio.
It was you. You swore on the radio.
That's because I heard you swear first.
No, you didn't. That's a lie. I've never sworn on the radio. I don't swear on the radio, mate.
Well, you...
No, I didn't.
You said you masturbate, and then you said...
Masturbate isn't a swear. You said I didn't say masturbate isn't a swear.
You said as well.
Can everyone stop saying now?
Okay, thank
you. Sorry.
You said it. I never said it. And masturbate isn't a swear.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, it's a good show anyway. I'll just think, you know, fair play on you.
I want to fight you.
You want to fight me? I'm not a fighter.
Well, then I'm going to pummel you. I want to pummel you. I want to take our shirts off. Take your shirt off now, Paul. I'm going to take my shirt off and we're going to pummel each other.
Take it off.
Take your shirt off, Paul. I want to pummel you.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
I'm going to pummel you into the ground. I want to fight you.
He's oiled up, Paul. He's been waiting for a pummeling all week.
Come on, Paul. Let's pummel each other.
You're lived up, are you, kid?
Yes.
You're lived up.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Paul.
You.
I would like to play a game with you.
Go on.
Are you aware of the game Rock, Paper, Scissors? Or some call it Rock, Scissors, Paper, but they're wrong.
Yeah, go on.
Here's what we're going to do, Paul. We're going to play, for the first time ever on British radio, we're going to play Rock, Paper, Scissors. Okay?
Okay.
So I want you, we're going to go one, two, three, and then you tell me what you got. You ready? One, two, three. What have you got?
Paper.
Oh, mate, I got scissors. All right, 1-0. First one to three, OK? 1, 2, 3. What have you got?
Rock.
Got rock?
Yeah.
Got paper, mate. It's 2-0. Here we go. This is your chance, Paul, to claw it back. 1, 2, 3. What have you got?
What have you got first?
You tell me what you got first, Paul.
We'll go together. Go on.
Go on, then. 1, 2, 3.
Go on.
Go on. You got what? Paper? Unlucky, mate. I got scissors.
He
Paul,
has an all.
Thank you so much for that call. I appreciate that. Only here on the Late Night Alternative Weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath will we play rock, paper, scissors while the whole country is falling around about us.
You're unbeaten at that game, aren't you?
Completely. This is Talk Radio. There's your first video of the week, guys. Here's your first video of the week. I've forgotten how much of a joy. Good evening, Matthew.
Hello, Ian Lee. You all right, mate?
I'm very well, Matthew.
Yep, I've started listening to your show last week when Howard was on. But
I know, I heard you call in. You tried to start... Catherine and I heard your phone call when we were driving back from Cher.
Yeah, I know. We didn't get on well, me and Howard, by the way. We didn't. No. We didn't get on well.
No, OK, so sometimes everyone's fallen out with Howard Hughes.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're back. I used to ring Night Owls, but me and Alan Robson don't talk anymore, so I'll come and
what happened with you and Alan Robson?
He keep putting me on the show too late, and it got me a bit upset, and I couldn't wait long. But another, I thought, come on here.
Here
I thought,
we go.
Come on here and speak to you.
Okay, well,
I've watched your YouTube videos of playing the PS4, and I find it really cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You do a really good job at this show. You know what I mean? I'd listen to this program a lot. You see.
Yep.
I've tried for ages to come on. You see.
You only started listening last week.
Yeah, I started listening last week. I came on 2 times last week. You see, Night Owls only let you on.
Here's the thing, Matthew.
Yes, mate.
I am so close to banning all callers to this show.
Okay.
All of them. Every single caller. I'm so close just to banning all of the calls and having no calls.
Okay.
What do you think about them apples?
Well, if somebody's going to come and be nasty, you shouldn't let them on.
I'm talking about the nasty ones, the nice ones, the boring ones, the interesting ones, all of them.
I wasn't nasty about you, by the way.
I know. I heard your phone calls. We were coming home from Cher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Is your last name Stott?
No, it's not. It's just Matthew.
Okay, just Matthew.
Matthew
Stott. Matthew.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
I'm saying, I was on Night Owls yesterday, I was Ian Lee, and it didn't get me on in time.
Here's the thing. Mention another radio show one more time, I'm booting you off.
Sorry.
Away you go.
Sorry.
Away you go.
I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
Away you go.
I said I'm sorry.
Away you go.
Why are you being nasty to me for? I didn't do anything to you.
Away... No, I'm saying away you go.
I didn't do anything to you. I came on the show nicely to you. I'm being nervous to talk to you. I didn't mean upset you, Ian Lee. I didn't mean upset you. I didn't know what I was...
Away you go. I'm telling you, away you go with what you phoned in for. Away you go.
Why are you being mean to me for?
I'm saying away you go. The thing you called in for, away you go.
I only come out to talk to you about the Call of Duty, but I'm not going to bother because I've been nervous.
I'm saying to you, I'm not being rude. I'm saying away you go.
I thought you were upset with me because I came on your show. I didn't want to cause any problems. I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologise. I'm saying away you go.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, Matthew.
All right, sorry.
I'm saying, Kath, tell him to...
Right, everyone take a deep breath. What he's saying is, crack on and tell us what you wanted to say, Matthew.
Okay, I came on to talk about the new Call of Duty.
Do it.
It's a great game. It's got cross-play and that in it. Cross-play, where you can play against Xbox
It has got cross-play in it. It means I was playing some people who were playing on a PC.
It's pretty good.
Computer.
It is a pretty good game.
I didn't like that level set in Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah, I didn't either. I missed the zombies. I love the zombies.
Oh, I love the zombies.
The Xbox One.
Matthew, how old are you?
24.
If you had to make love to a zombie... Do you think you could?
Probably not.
A really hot zombie?
I don't know.
She's only turned, like, the day before, so
she's
quite fresh.
Yeah.
Could you make love to her?
Probably not.
Or him?
I'm not gay, I'm not.
Okay. Matthew, thank you so much for your call. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. Speak to you next Monday. I might come and answer the night owls.
You mentioned another radio show. It's as simple as that. I told you. Let's go to Jules. Good evening, Jules.
Good evening. How are you both? You well?
Do you really want to know?
Good. Yeah. No. Yeah, I do. I really want to know, actually.
I don't think you do.
No, I do, actually. In particular, I want to ask Cass. She gave a louder reply there.
Yeah. How am I? I'm still tired after a week off. How's that?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing that happens. Your body resets and then the hour shifts us out.
And then I always get a little bit ill. And then it's back to work as if it never happened. So that's how I am. I'm all right, though. I'm not going to moan about it.
You got sniffles, Cass?
No, I'm not. I've had a bit of a skin breakout.
Oh.
You know, when you get a bit run down, it's rubbish. Anyway, never mind. Thank you, makeup.
You'll be all right. You look after yourself. You'll be all right.
I'll be right. Go on then, Jules.
No, I just wanted to say that, you know, I was trying to call you up a few weeks ago and I appreciate you not putting me on at the time because I was really a bit heartbroken, you know. I called up, it was around the night when that racist football incident happened and it really broke my heart and it's taken me a few days to get my head around it. And, we're better now and they have a replay tomorrow, so we'll be all right. We're all going to be all good, yeah?
What on earth are you wittering on about?
So did you see in the news there was like the world's greatest goalie, Valerie from...
What on earth are you talking about? We wouldn't put you on, took you a few days. What are you talking about?
Well, I was trying to call up, right? I was calling up, I called like, I don't know, 9 times that night on the Saturday night and then just...
We're not on a Saturday night, not live anyway. It's a best of.
Oh, that's why then.
You failed the basic intelligence test. If people like blooming Rainbow George and Alan Caddick can pass the basic intelligence test, you failed it.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that makes sense now.
Jeez. People on Twitter, right? F off. Just to let you know that Matthew's got special needs and is a really nice guy, just to flag that up.
We weren't horrible to Matthew.
We weren't horrible to Matthew. You're not going to flag anything up. Stop telling... Please! Stop telling me and doing my job when I'm the best at it. I'm really, really good at my job. Really, really good at my job, right? So,
Well, apart from this bit...
I just don't know what happened there. So just don't, you know, it's great, but just, I've muted nearly everybody on Twitter anyway. Let's go to Alistair. Good evening, Alistair.
Hey, guys, a spunky start to the show.
Oh, I beg your pardon!
Alistair! How you doing, man?
Mucky pup.
You dirty boy. I nearly saw that.
First, I have to apologise to Catherine, because the last time I spoke to you, Catherine, I said settle down, and I had no right to say that to you.
Did you?
He was giving you advice about getting married.
Oh, God. Oh, it's all right.
No, we were talking about masturbation, actually. Enough,
speaking of which, Bilal is listening. Good evening, Bilal.
Hi, Bilal.
Enjoy your FIFA game.
Is that what we call it now? Don't worry about it, Alistair, because I didn't settle down, so no harm done.
No, what she's done is she's made some jam butties, wrapped them in a spotted handkerchief, tied them to the end of a stick, taken a cat and walked all the way to London.
I did indeed.
That's what's going on there. That's what's going on.
Catherine Whittington. Love it.
KW. Kathy Whittington. Why has no one done in the way that we've got like
Kit Whittington.
There's a couple of Sherlocks, isn't there? There's the one over here, and there's one over, I think, over in America, where it's like modern day Sherlock.
Yeah.
Why is there not a modern day Dick Whittington, like set now, but he's got like he's on the spectrum and he can read people really well. You know, like in Sherlock, he's like.
Shh, don't give it away. Go and sell that.
Okay. All right.
Let's call for it.
Yeah, baby. Anyway, guys, I've got a film review for you.
Can I tell you the sexiest song? What's the sexiest song in the world, Catherine?
Move Over, Darling.
Teenage Wasteland.
Nope. I tell you, it's this. It's, oh, I've just forgotten it because you were saying Teenage Wastelands. Hang on. Oh, sugar. What was the sexiest song in the world? Hang on.
Your Tan.
Shut up! Stop saying other
it's
songs.
It's not actually sexy, that. He's saying he's not into it anymore.
Oh, you said move. I've got Move Over Darling in my head.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't think of what
it
is.
I know.
Is
was what? It was something with...
No.
Oh, girl.
No, it's a woman, person, a woman of colour singing...
Donna Summer?
No. We need a... people phone in with sexy songs sung by women of colour. It's a very niche phone-in, but it's... I was going to Google it, then I thought, I won't YouTube it, I'll just sing it, and now I've forgotten it.
Is it Eartha Kitt?
No. It's you. It might. Here we go. Pop stars whose names are rhyming slang for bums or poo. Eartha Kitt, Gary Glitter.
Does it have to be pop stars?
Could
not be Douglas Hood.
I have to go and stand out here.
Why?
I've got to think of the song. You talk to Alistair. I can trust her.
Now you got me thinking of people that rhyme with poo. Alistair.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't worry about it. Apology necessary. I didn't even notice. And as I said, I refuse to settle down, so it's fine. What did you want to say apart from that?
Well, I wanted to review Midsommar.
Oh, right.
Whether
now,
you've seen it.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen Midsommar? Midsommar, Ian. He's out there ranting. Have you seen Midsommar?
No. If he spoils it, I'm going
to... If you spoil it...
We're gonna double team you. You should watch Mother! Mother?
Mother!
You should watch Mother
with Jennifer Lawrence in it.
Yeah, it's great. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
I've taped it tonight. It's on now.
It's great. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It's worth of a second look, actually.
Now I know what it is.
Is it an allegory?
Oh, well, the film's ruined for you now. Not. Now you know it's an allegory. The film's ruined.
I'll be looking for that anyway because I'm a sensitive viewer.
It's a good film. There's that. Anyway, I've not seen Midsommar. Is it any good, Alistair?
Okay, well, it's 147 minutes long.
It sounds like a great film.
I always like to start with length. Let's know where we're going.
The thing is, have you seen The Wicker Man?
Yeah, it's boring.
The 70s.
It's boring.
It's kind of...
It's not boring, it's sexy.
It's rubbish, The Wicker Man. Utter rubbish.
I remember
rubbish.
It having a lot of, like...
Boobies. 70s English boobies in it. Hairy muffs.
And my dad was in the room, and there was all that going on.
And he was... Yeah, that was your dad knocking one out.
It wasn't...
I wonder what he's doing behind the paper.
Britt Eklund, apparently.
Britt Eklund, yeah. Britt Eklund's Fanny. Was the name of a band I was in at college.
It wasn't her body, it was a stand-in.
Oh.
Stunt Fanny.
Anyway.
That's on Kat's CV, if anyone's interested. Now she's got an agent. Alistair, we're late for the ads. Give me the point in more than seven words. Seven words.
Oh, dear.
Right. Complicated version of The Wicker Man.
Complicated version of The Wicker Man. One more word.
Ordinary.
I want movie reviews in seven words, please. We've got a lot of calls on the switchboard. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.